Karen Sandler.
And I'm Bradley Coon.
This is Free As in Freedom. Almost.
And we're back.
We're not back. Well, we're kind of back.
We're going to be back in person for, you might call it a live Free As in Freedom podcast.
Oh, you haven't used that in a while. You were like really sticking with the podcast. But yes, it's going to be so much fun. And all you have to do to go is to be in Portland, Oregon.
That's true. In the United States, on the West Coast, we call it the Pacific Northwest. If you zoom in on the map there and you go kind of all the way to the coast, but not really, and you stay in Oregon, not Washington, which is in between California and Washington, but it's much closer to Washington than it is to California. There it is, Portland, Oregon. And if you come there on July 13th and then stay until the end of the day on July 16th, you will be at a live event at the Oregon Convention Center.
Right. It's going to be in the same place that OSCON used to be and have a lot of similarities with FOSDEM.
Oh, so it's where OSCON used to be. So you're saying it's going to be a big corporate event where the keynotes are bought by the highest bidder from proprietary software companies that hate the GPL?
That's exactly the kind of event that you and I would conceive, execute, plan, and bring to our listeners.
See, it's going to be all the good stuff about OSCON, which is really the venue and Portland, Oregon. And that's pretty much it. And then it's and some of the attendees. And then it's going to be, however, a completely community-oriented and community-organized event. It's going to be a lot like FOSDEM, in a way, but not that big.
No, it'll be smaller, so more intimate. It may get bigger in future years.
It'll be like the first OSDEM. I am told that the first OSDEM only had 200 people at it.
Ah, well, that is... Yeah, I wonder what's going to... So we optimistically name this event, or I don't know, optimistically. We aspirationally name this event FOSSY for FOSS Yearly. And so we'll see if we do it in future years. I think we probably will. And
this is the zeroth year.
And you can be there. Well, right. If you can get to Portland, Oregon.
And it's going to be as community oriented as FOSDEM is. It's going to have a lot inspired by that. Very different event, but it has a lot of inspiration from there. Community organized tract. In fact, I wanted to call it FOSDEM.
And I thought that free, was dumb. No, I mean, I don't want to use the word
but
dumb.
It was the free and open source.
That can be offensive. I just like I don't want to use that word.
It can be, but it would be the free and open source developers U.S. meeting, because FOSDEM is the free and open source developers European meeting.
But wouldn't that be FOSDUSM?
Well, I mean, it's FOSDUSM, because you want to put all of USA in there. Anyway, it's going to be very similar. We were inspired by FOSDEM. Of course, FOSDEM is a huge event now, but back when it started, it was about this size and just got going as a community-oriented event, and that's why it's lasted for so long. So we hope in 20 years we'll be at the Oregon Convention Center with 3,000 people, but right now we're going to have an order of magnitude fewer than that.
Intimate event, which means that if you come, you can talk to us.
And it's not expensive. We are asking for a small charge to come. That's mainly just to cover part of the cost of the lunch that we're going to give away. But if you can't afford that, you can email in and ask for a hardship ticket.
Or if you want to volunteer, we have free volunteer tickets, and we could really still use a lot of volunteers.
So it's not too late to book a flight if you want. If you're in the U.S. in particular, it shouldn't be that hard. It is if you have access to an automobile, Portland, Oregon is drivable from even from Vancouver, British Columbia and Canada. It's even drivable from some parts of California in about a day's drive. So there's lots of places that you can come from to visit this event. If you're a Free As in Freedom listener and you miss hearing us all the time, we will be on stage multiple times so you can see us in person and listen to us live in person.
I want to say that we'll have some special giveaway to faith listeners, but all that we've got to give you is a big high five. And don't ask Bradley for that. Only ask me for the big high five. I'm here for it.
Since the pandemic, I don't make palm-to-palm contact anymore. I think handshaking should be over. Pandemic should have ended handshaking and high-fiving, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, I like the high-fiving.
It spreads germs.
And if you want to high-five me, I'll also let you have some hand sanitizer.
Okay.
Oh, the the event also is will require masks. So if you're immunocompromised, you can be rest assured that we have a masking policy. And if you don't want to wear a mask, then just remember we have a masking policy. So be prepared to wear a mask if you come.
So please visit fossy.us. That's FOSSY.US. That's, again, Foxtrot Oscar Sierra Sierra Yankee dot Uniform Sierra.
We can't wait to see you there. It's going to be so much fun.